We've brought back commercials, but they're not the commercials we had before. Listen and learn on iSnark number 157. Right now!
You snark, we all snark, but I snark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule, litter-nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark, hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Ad Orientem. When we pray to the Lord, we should look him straight in the face. And now, the wonderful Wizard of Snark, here he is, Brian Michael Page!
Hello and welcome, Mago Sum Briani Smith Alley's Pagina, your friendly neighborhood I Snark. Yes, we are in episode number 157 today. On January 6th, Monsignor Guido Marini, the Pontifical Master of Liturgical Ceremonies, spoke at the Year of Priest-Clergy Conference in Rome. His address was titled, Introduction to the Spirit of the Liturgy. Now, part of the Monsignor's address was all about the priest facing ad orientem, that is, to the east. Of course, that is, to the liturgical east, in other words, facing the Lord. This is the posture that many who stand to the left of us liturgically refer to as the priest with his back to the people. Now, as I'm usually preaching to the choir here, although I have no problem with trying to convert some of the other souls in the right direction, hey, I try. Many of us know that the priest isn't turning his back on us. He is just facing the same direction as we the people, that is, towards the Lord. We all address him face to face. Here's an explanation by Monsignor Marini. What is understood by prayer facing east? It refers to the orientation of the praying heart towards Christ, from whom comes salvation, and to whom it is directed as in the beginning, so at the end of history. The sun rises in the east, and the sun is a symbol of Christ, the light rising in the Orient. The Messianic passage in the Benedictus Canticle comes readily to mind. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Orient from on high hath visited us. Now the Monsignor goes on to explain, okay. Very reliable and recent studies have by now proven effectively that in every age of its past, the Christian community has found the way to express even in the external invisible liturgical sign, this fundamental orientation for the life of the faith. This is why we find churches built in such a way that the apse was turned to the east. When such an orientation of the sacred space was no longer possible, the church had recourse to the crucifix placed upon the altar, on which everyone could focus. In the same vein, many apses were decorated with resplendent representations of the Lord. All were invited to contemplate these images during the celebration of the Eucharistic liturgy. Without recourse to a detailed historical analysis of the development of Christian art, the Monsignor continues, we would like to reaffirm that prayer facing east, more specifically facing the Lord, is a characteristic expression of the authentic spirit of the liturgy. It is according to this sense that we are invited to turn our hearts to the Lord during the celebration of the Eucharistic liturgy as the introductory dialogue to the preference well reminds us.
Sursum corda, lift up your hearts, exhorts the priest.
And all respond, Habemus ad Dominum, we lift them up to the Lord. Now, if such an orientation must always be adopted interiorly by the entire Christian community when it gathers in prayer, it should be possible to find that this orientation expressed eternally by means of signs as well. The external sign, moreover, cannot but be true, in such a way that through the correct spiritual attitude is rendered visible. Hence the reason for the proposal made by then-Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI, and presently reaffirmed during his course of his pontificate, to place the crucifix on the center of the altar in order that all, during the celebration of the liturgy, may concretely face and look upon the Lord in such a way as to orient also their prayer and hearts. That was from Monsignor Marini. By the way, a Red Sox cap tip to the new liturgical movement for posting this very important address. One church of happy memory, by the way, Holy Name of Jesus in Providence, where I was music director for 4 years, has a two-sided crucifix. That is, the crucifix with the crucified Christ on both sides. Because the parish still celebrates the ordinary form of the Mass versus populum, that is, with the priest facing the people, okay, you can actually see his face, the crucifix is facing in that direction as well, so that the priest, although facing the people, is facing the Lord from his angle, and the faithful is facing the Lord from their angle. And of course, the same way, without moving the crucifix, you could also celebrate an ad orientem liturgy, like the extraordinary form, or this. Not many know this, except for probably most of those who listen to this here podcast and surf the Catholic blogosphere. But the ordinary form of the Mass, okay, the Mass as we know it today, the ordinary form can be celebrated ad orientem just as well as the extraordinary form is celebrated ad orientem as a rule. And yes, even the ordinary form in English can be celebrated ad orientem as well. There are points, obviously, where you do face the people, all right? Of course, when the priest comes up and says, "The Lord be with you," to which the people respond, "And also with you, and soon to be once again, and with your spirit," the sooner the better with that one. He may also face the people for the Ecce Agnus Dei, "Behold the Lamb of God," when he actually shows the Christ, for the blessing and dismissal at the end of Mass also. Obviously, he would deliver the homily facing the people as well. After all, a priest won't be teaching the Lord anytime soon, because it is through the holy priest of God that the Lord is teaching us. The rest of the Mass, that is, the prayers and praises directed to the Lord, should be done facing the Lord. Let me close this portion of our show with one more quote from Monsignor Marini's address. "Let it not be said, moreover, that the image of our Lord crucified obstructs the sight of the faithful from that of the priest, for they are not to look to the celebrant at that point of the liturgy." There's an exclamation point there, by the way. "They are to turn their gaze toward the Lord." Again, another exclamation point. "In like manner, the presider of the celebration should also be able to turn towards the Lord. The crucifix does not obstruct our view. Rather, it expands our horizon to see the world of God. The crucifix brings us to meditate on the mystery. It introduces us to the heavens from where only the light capable of making sense of life on this earth comes. Our sight, in truth, would be blinded and obstructed were our eyes to remain fixed on those things that display only man and his works." So there you go. And now that I have finally had a chance to download the ordos for the ordinary and extraordinary forms of the Mass, let us introduce a group of pals that we haven't heard from since show number 153, that is, the very last episode of the old show. Here are the Jungle Screechers.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Thank you, Jungle Screechers! Hey, did you enjoy your extended vacation? That's good to hear, and I'm happy to bring back Feast for the Week. Vestment color, by the way, for all this week, unless otherwise noted, is green. Remember that now, green, unless told otherwise. Okay, let's start with Monday, January 18th. On the secular calendar, this is Martin Luther King's birthday here in the United States, or as the kids around here call it, a short milk day. But more important, In ordinary form of the mass,
varia.
And in the extraordinary form of the mass,
varia.
However, there is a low mass commemoration of St. Prisca, virgin and martyr. Tuesday, the 19th, in the ordinary form,
varia.
And in the extraordinary form,
varia.
However, we do have a bunch of low mass commemorations here. We have St. Marius, Martha, Artifax, and Abacum, all martyrs, or St. Canute, king and martyr. Canute the IV, by the way, was king of Denmark. Denmark, of course, the birthplace of one of my musical idols, Victor Borge. Canute was a big supporter of the Roman Catholic Church. He was martyred in a church by rebels. Canute had also decreed that Christmas be held not for 12 days, but for 20 days, up to January 13th, the traditional date of the baptism of the Lord. Now, Wednesday the 20th, okay, ordinary form, we have two optional memorials. Ah, I bet you thought I was going to say Feria, huh? St. Fabian, Pope and martyr, and St. Sebastian, also a martyr. Now, the vestment colors, green for the Feria, or if you're celebrating either of the optional memorials, red. In the extraordinary form, the two saints, Fabian and Sebastian, are celebrated together as a third-class feast with red vestments. Thursday the 21st, in the ordinary form, a memorial. St. Agnes, virgin and martyr, vestment color is red. And in the extraordinary form, St. Agnes is celebrated as a third-class feast, also with red vestments. I'm going to give you a little story on St. Agnes in just a minute, okay? You're going to love this. Friday the 22nd, two optional memorials. First one, St. Vincent, deacon and martyr. And then the second one, I wouldn't really say memorial, but it is an optional. Exactly as it appears in the order I have from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Okay. Day of penance for violations to the dignity of the human person committed through acts of abortion and of prayer of the full restoration of the legal guarantee of the right to life. Now, the vestment colors here all depends. Green if you're celebrating the Feria. Red for St. Vincent for the penance of abortion mass. Violet. In the extraordinary form, also with red vestments, we have Saints Vincent and Anastasius. Anastasius, by the way, is also a martyr. And this is a third-class feast. And now, Saturday the 23rd, in the ordinary form, the optional memorial, Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. Vestment color, if you're celebrating the Feria, green. If you're celebrating the Blessed Virgin Mary, which I highly encourage, white. Or as they politically correct say, white. Now that's weird. In the extraordinary form, St. Raymond of Penafort, the confessor. Now in the ordinary form, that was celebrated back on the 7th, but in the extraordinary form, it's here on the 23rd. Vestment color, white. The low mass commemoration, okay, and this is where the St. Agnes story comes in. The low mass commemoration is for St. Emerenciana. All right, she was a virgin and a martyr. Emerenciana was stoned to death in the year 304 after being caught praying in the tomb of her best friend and half-sister, St. Agnes. Emerenciana's mother was the nanny and wet nurse, okay, you can look up wet nurse in Wikipedia, of Agnes. And both Agnes and Emerenciana, at the time they were martyred, they were both young girls, both in their early teens. Matter of fact, Agnes was reportedly 13. Emerenciana was probably about that same age. Sunday the 24th, in the ordinary form, third Sunday of
ordinary time.
And in the extraordinary form, third Sunday after the Epiphany. And that covers the week. We'll be back.
Hey, have you heard that Pat Roberts has been talking smack about the people in Haiti after everything they've been through this past week? Stick with Catholicism, the sure thing. Stay tuned for more I Snark after this.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
And now, here comes America's favorite undersea crooner,
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Hey, Basso, good to see you again.
Thanks.
And how's your week been?
Well, great. I've proven that I can outdrink Seamus O'Reilly.
Hey, I drank more than you did.
Yeah, but I drank 2 sixes and held it all down nicely. You were blitzed before you got even halfway through the first 6.
So, how much did you drink, Seamus?
A case.
Now, Basso said you were crocked after just a few bottles. How did you manage to down a case?
Simple. Once you're stoned, you don't feel a thing.
F figures. So, Basso, what will you be singing for us today?
Well, I was going to do Shall We Gather by the River, but I read on your blog that you're not too keen on that one.
Well, not as a hymn for mass, maybe as a commercial jingle. Stick around for a bit and I'll play the new jingle I wrote on that tune. Hint, it's for one of our products.
The Vice Beer?
Hey, how'd you guess?
Remember, I read your blog.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, well. So, what will you be singing?
How about Ubi Caritas, Mode 6?
Sounds great. Let her rip.
Ubi Caritas Espera, Deus Ibi Est. Congregavit nos in unum Christi amo, exultemus et in ipso jucundemo. Cime amus et amemus Deum vivum, et ex corde diligamus nos sincero. Ubi caritas espera, Deus ibi est. Simul ego cum in unum congregamo, ne nos mente dividamo, caveamus. Cessen iugia maligna, cessen lites, et in medio nostri sit Christus Deus. Ubi caritas espera, Deus ibi est. Simul quoque cum beatis fideamus, gloriante vultum tuum, Christe Deus. Gaudium quod est immensum, atque probum, secula per infinita,
seculorum. Ubi caritas et vera Deus sibi est.
Wow, I like that finishing low note, huh? There it is, Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Thank you. Now, would you return the favor and play the commercial for us?
Sure.
Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, Koenig, Ludwig, Weiss, beer by name. Koenig, Ludwig is the right beer. High-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. Koenig, Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. Koenig, Ludwig, Weissbier, or King Louie to you.
Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. Koenig, Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Hey!
And now, here's an iSnark fun fact.
Letterman, good. Leno, bad.
Now it's time to continue our rant on the 2010 music issues. We last left off at number 538, and we're going to work on a few more sections, those sections being Light, God's Kingdom, Praise, Word, Unity, Social Concern and Justice, notice those two are together as one, Eternal Life and Heaven, Second Coming, and Resurrection. Shouldn't Resurrection maybe go along with Easter? I don't know. Right off the old bat, 538 and 539 can go. 540 is a keeper. I want to walk as a child of the light. However, let's bring it back to the original key, D flat. 541 can stay, judging on the refrain, that's all it's showing. Jesus Christ, Inner Light by Suzanne Tulin. 542 through 545 can all go bye-bye, especially We Are the Light of the World with a self-conceited chorus. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do. 546, Christ Be Our Light, not bad for a Bernadette Farrell piece, we'll keep it. 547 all the way through 554 can get Das Boot, especially that beer-chuggling music that is used to make the song Sing to the Mountains. Finally, we have three keepers in a row, 555, 556, and 557. O God Beyond All Praising, O Bless the Lord My Soul, and All Creatures of Our God and King, all very high-quality hymns. And on the other hand, 558, 559, 560, and 561 all can go. 562 is a keeper as is. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. Hymn to Joy is fine, but may I suggest an even better tune to fit the hymn text, that tune being Austria, the tune commonly used with Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. Matter of fact, where is Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken? It's a prominent hymn that deserves a place in just about any hymnal. Hey, what if I told you the guy that wrote the words to Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken is the same guy that wrote the words to Amazing Grace? Come on, put it in there. 563, also a keeper. Sing, Oh Sing by Dan Shooty, one of the few pieces by Shooty that actually sounds like a hymn. 564, definitely a keeper. Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And thank you for keeping thee and not the bastardized Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You. By the way, Hymn to Joy does the most justice here. 565, also a keeper from all that dwell below the skies. 566 through 568 can all be waved bye-bye, especially Abba Father by Cary Landry. Sounds like it could be the opening theme to some old Western movie. You know, you start out, Abba, and you hear the whistle going in as an echo. It's a whistle. I can't do it. But it'd be funny, though. Can't whistle to save a hide. 569, Come Christians Join to Sing, a great hymn, but would do better justice raised to A-flat. 570 and 571, bye-bye.
572 is a must-keep. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. 573 up through 577 must go. Especially 576. Sing to the Lord's goodness, which, bad enough, it's 5-4 time, but it's got that nasty syncopation to it. It makes a great jazz number, just not a good church piece, you know? Right. 578 can stay. Laudate, laudate, Dominum. Chris Walker's second best tune, second only to Out of Darkness. 579 must go. That's that goofy Alleluia by Richard Ho Lung. It's one of the last things we need, a Calypso Alleluia.
Alle, alle, alleluia.
Nah, that's okay. Who shall sound the Airwitz song? Good piece by Richard Hillert, the guy that gave us Festival Canticle. This is the victory for our God. We'll keep that one, okay? 581 must go. It's a Gloria with hand claps and paraphrases to fit a goofy melody fit for a mighty wind. 582 must stay. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. As so does 583, immortal, invisible, God only wise. But what happened to that line about light hideth thee? I don't see that one in there at all. Did that get bastardized to something else? 584 can go. 585, praise to you, O Christ our Savior, is tolerable. 586 through 589 can all go. 590, O Silence by John Foley. Not only keep the tune, but encourage Father Foley and his posse to write more pieces like this. Now, off to the Unity section where a good chunk of self-praise will most likely come in. Like there isn't enough of that in the gathering and communion sections already. 591 and 592, we are many parts and they'll know we are Christians by our love. Conceit central. Bye-bye. 593, in Christ there is no east or west. That one's fine. We'll keep that one. 594 through 596 can all go. 597 through 600 can stay. Those are God of Day and God of Darkness. More for the tune than anything else. I like the tune Beach Spring. Let Us Walk in Justice by Sister Tulin. Not bad. The Cry of the Poor by John Foley isn't bad either. It's one of his better ones. Lord, whose love and humble service, written here to the tune Holy Manna. Yeah, which is a fine tune, although I am kind of used to in Babylone. 601, 602, and 603. Boom. Bye-bye. Most especially 601, whatsoever you do. When I was hungry, you gave me a drink. When I was thirsty, you bought me a TV. And 602, we are called the worst of the David Haas collection. Nothing like a hand-holding song fit for AA meetings. You know, of course, AA meetings is where our father hand-holding started. And it's set to a tune that starts with Come Sailing Away by Styx. Barforama! 604, God of the Hungry by Scott Sober. Not a bad tune. We'll keep that one. 605 can go. 606, Jerusalem, my happy home. Must keep. Oh, 607, well, 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 shall we gather at the river? Hey, didn't we just demonstrate a better fit as a commercial jingle?
Gerdet Ludwig is the right beer. A golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy cold and refreshing. Gerdet Ludwig and gluey to you. Hey!
Point proven. Take it out of the hymnal. 608. Sing with all the saints in glory. A must keep. This hymn works especially well, by the way, for Easter and All Saints. 609 through 612 must go, especially soon and very soon. I am so sick of hearing that one every freaking Advent when there are so many good Advent hymns that are much more useful. 613, the Battle Hymn of the Republic is okay in small portions. 614, Lord of the Dance. Ooh, it's even in a low key in hopes that someone will actually sing it. I danced in the morning in the streets and the pubs. Bye-bye. 615, the strife is o'er, a must keep, but there are verses missing. 616 is okay, join in the dance, but that doesn't mean go out and hire liturgical dancers to strut their stuff in front of the altar. 617, this is the Feast of Victory, a must keep. 618, 619, and 620 are a must go. 621, I know that my Redeemer lives. Sung to the tune of Duke Street. Definitely keep that one. 622, Alleluia number 1 by Donald Fishel must go. Too often the habit I've seen of people using this as an Alleluia before the gospel. Bad move. And finally, 623, Rise Up With Him. Also should be booted from the hymnals as quickly as humanly possible. On our next show, we will move forward with the Thanksgiving section, which starts at number 624. And now here's our musical guest, the Jefferson Youth Performing Arts School Vocal Ensemble. And there you have the Jefferson Youth Performing Arts School Vocal Ensemble from the Jefferson Youth Performing Arts School of Louisville, Kentucky, a high school for the performing arts. That is a live recording, by the way. The quality may not be as good as usual in terms of sound quality. That is a live recording from one of their concerts. That is, by the way, The Lord Bless You and Keep You by John Rutter. And this comes courtesy of The Classic Cat. At classiccat.net. And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
Holy Mass is not the time for commercial breaks. That's why such jingles as Shall We Gather at the River must be erased from hymnals yesterday, if not sooner. Don't worry, you'll be back in time for the game and you can hear your favorite beer jingles then.
Gerd and Ludwig is the right beer. Cloudy, cold, and refreshing. Gurney Blue, Viking Louie to you. Hey!
I have under my nostrils the I Snark Top 10 list.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little, 9 little, 8 little snarks. 7 little, 6 little, 5 little snarks. 4 little, 3 little, 2 little snarks. 1 little snark.
And there goes another collection of glory and praise and gather hymnals. Hey, speaking of which, hey. Our top 10 today, ready for this? Top 10 uses for glory and praise and gather hymnals. And I know some of you have been waiting for this. Top 10 uses for glory and praise and gather hymnals.
Singing out of them just out of the question, let's face it. I mean, in most cases. Our top 10 uses for glory and praise in gather hymnals, by the way, is brought to you by Christos Vincit Whitewash, cleaning out your hymnals of musical sins one parish at a time. So, without further ado, from the home office in Gaping Potholes, Rhode Island, here we go. Here we go. Top 10 uses for glory and praise in gather hymnals. Number 10, coffee cup coasters. Number 9, dust cloths. Number 8, floor rags. Number 7, paperweights. Number 6, cat box liners. Number 5, trophy wrappers. Number 4, cake slice dividers. Number 3, towels to clean up your Koenig Ludwig spill. Number 2, bibs. And the number 1 use for glory and praise in gather hymnals, garbage. I snark. Still. Hey, did you know that Martha Coakley said that doctors who don't believe in abortion shouldn't be in the medical profession? I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message on behalf of Scott Brown. We'll be back.
New Christos Vincit Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christos Vincit Whitewash.
And now, the proper way to announce a bad song.
Good morning, everyone. Our gathering hymn is...
Due to recent changes in my work situation, I, Brian Michael Page, am now available for weekday church work as well as weekend church work. This includes assisting at Holy Mass, whether they be funerals, weddings, or even regularly scheduled Sunday, Holy Day, or Ferial Masses, in the capacity of organist and or cantor. I would be willing to travel to any Roman Catholic church in the Diocese of Providence, as well as Roman Catholic churches within a reasonable drive in the Diocese of Norwich, Connecticut, Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, or even the Archdiocese of Boston. Fees are reasonable and competitive, not to mention negotiable. Much of the music I play or sing is traditional and accompanied on the organ. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'll even be happy to become your parish's music director if you so choose. Interested parties should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. So don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark! If you haven't done so already, we encourage you to subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We'll have a link in the show notes, as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. That's isnark.blogspot.com. Also, in the show notes and on the sidebar at theisnark.blogspot.com, you will find a link to our podcast alley page. We ask but one favor, and that is to please take a minute to cast your vote for the iSnark once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos iSnark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote if you haven't already. Thank you. Finally, don't forget that our Facebook group, Fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere, has changed to Fans of the iSnark. You don't need to leave that old group to come to the new group. We brought the new group to you already. You're already there. So if you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again next week as we further our research on the music issues, plus all sorts of other havoc. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Koenig Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Koenig Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christos Vincit Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.